There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
My name is Nick Mulvey, and this song is called Unconditional.
You're listening to The Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. Today we're lucky to be joined by the British musician Nick Mulvey. Once a part of the jazz group Portico Quartet, Mulvey left the band a few years ago to go solo. His debut album, First Mind, was a Mercury-nominated success back in 2014, but things have been pretty quiet in Camp Mulvey ever since. Well, now he's back with a new album called Wake Up Now, a topical musing on subjects like migration and fatherhood, but told through stories rather than lectures, and with a brilliant beat to boot. Here's Nick.
Unconditional. Venus by my side, uncontainable. Nowhere you can hide, it's something to know. No matter where you are, the Venus light is shining in your star. And it's back in my heart again, saying that you do. Indivisible, loving inside you, it's nothing to know. But knowing that you are, the Venus light is shining in your star. Come on, it was right here all along. What you're looking for was never gone. How did we do this? We're here. Pull me close and hold me near. Yeah. Unconditional. Yeah. Unconditional. Yeah. Uncontrollable. How could I resist? Underneath it all, the way that we undress, irreplaceable. The mark upon your lip, the Venus light is shining in your kiss. Oh, come on, it was right here all along. What I was missing was never gone. How did we do this? We're here. Pull me close and hold you near. Hey, unconditional. Hey, unconditional.
Mulvey, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thanks, Ollie.
Now, you have a new album coming out called Wake Up Now, and it's a very timely album. And I was wondering whether you were writing songs while things were happening around the world and you felt inspired to write about them, or if you were inspired to write an album because of what was happening around the world.
I think mostly the former and a tiny bit the latter. So most of the time, I'm writing songs that, you know, I dive into the musical process and the musical elements, the building blocks of the music start to inform the melody phrases, and the melody phrases start to tell me word shapes, and then from the word shapes my mind starts to kick in and I start to think, okay, well, what is this about? But it's led by something that's not kind of fundamentally intellectual. But with the exception of one song on the album, which was the first time I'd ever sat down and thought, okay, here's a subject I'm going to write about. And that was a song called Maella. And the subject that song's about is the refugee crisis.
I wanted to speak to you about that because it depicts two characters and their experiences of being refugees. Did they come from first-hand experiences? Not obviously not your first-hand experiences.
Well, yeah, I mean, people's. That was the point. I mean, I wrote the song with a friend, Federico Bruno, and we both decided from the beginning that we weren't really worthy to write our own words about this subject and couldn't pretend to have that experience. So we instead looked at online archives of first-hand accounts of refugees' journeys and kind of went into them and started fictionalising the accounts to create the song from that, to give kind of voice to those stories.
And when you're writing in, not in other voices, but about other people's voices and their stories, how different is that from writing about your own experiences?
Well, it was definitely new territory for me in a few ways, you know, partly because of that kind of perspective question, and then also because of the kind of worldliness, I'd say, rather than political, because I don't really feel like the song is a political song. It's more just humanitarian. It's about sorrow. And I think that whatever you do is political, you know. I mean, I think we all see that with Taylor Swift, in that she's not talking about politics, and that is very political. Or she's not talking about it yet. So it's a given that it's something's political or not, but I think of this as more humanitarian. So for me, that was all new territory. And yeah, it was different in lots of ways. Like, I think I sweated it a bit more, you know. There was more that I felt to get right about it, you know.
I guess it's quite a big responsibility taking on a story like that.
And I felt that, yeah. Fever to the Form.
So whether music or madness, we live by one of the two, by one of the two. So go on, fill your heart up with gladness. Not a moment too soon, not a moment too soon. Or should we ration the reason and choose a child to ignore? Of this I've never been sure. So I will follow the feeling and sing fever to the form. All of my fever to the form. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. 'Cause the very thing you're afraid, afraid of, that keeps you clean but unclear, clean but unclear, is the dirt that you're made, you're made of. And that's nothing to fear. No, it's nothing, my dear. But how do I know what you're thinking? Maybe I thought it before. And maybe that's why I your window, hear me at your door, sing and give me some more fever to the form. Won't you hear me at your door, sing and give me some more, 'cause you were never empty. We've been here before, yes, we've been here before, and that was always plenty. Yet still we ask for more, singing fever to the form.
home. Obviously, you're not the only person that's sort of tackling this in music at the moment. I'm thinking of, like, Nadine Shah's new album talks about migration a lot. But your albums are very, very different, and yours is so upbeat. Even though you've got such a heavy subject, it's still really upbeat. Did you want to keep the levity in the music?
As much as that was a conscious decision, which a lot of it isn't, it was a really conscious decision. I knew that for any of these messages to be received, it kind of had to be about celebration as much as anything. I mean, it's not celebrating these difficult issues, but it's more than these difficult issues that the album is about, recognising the mystery of our being, if I may say so, you know. And it's the songs, again and again, in their own ways, all come back to the perennially overlooked mystery of every day, of our being. And connecting with that is a massive part of how we are to understand our predicament right now. And it's a massive part of how we're to do anything about it, because anything that we, any action we do that is born of guilt or fear, I believe, will perpetuate the problems that we live with, falling deeper in love every day with the basics. As difficult as that is when you live with chronic pain or when you live in debt, I'm not saying it's really easy to walk around in the state of wonder, but we can all touch it. There is no privileged access to the truth of our being. That's really key. And that's what these songs are about. And no wonder then that my friends and I, who we made this, we felt really good making it. And also, I worked carefully to understand the recording process, make it into a journey that was open-ended and an interesting game, so that we kept that sense of celebration alive. And it survived through the process of capturing, as recording is, so that we actually ended up with something living and breathing and celebratory.
For the video for Myella, you worked with an Iranian refugee who lives in London, and he's a filmmaker. How did you get in touch with him?
Oh, it happened in quite a special way. To make the release of that song happen correctly, and for it to reach the people I wanted it to reach, and to help generate some funds for a good cause, we partnered with Help Refugees UK, the charity, very small, flexible, dynamic charity working on various front lines of the refugee crisis. And they invited us to go to Calais to see their continuing operations out there, and where the jungle used to be, the makeshift city that was there. And when we were there, I was playing the song to various people in the kitchens there and various staff running that operation out there. And several people said, oh, you've got to meet Majid Adin. You've got to meet Majid Adin. He had been a refugee in Calais, and he's this super talented animator. He's an incredible artist. He's now taken refuge in the UK and he's working. And it was a no-brainer after that. We had to contact him, and thankfully he understood the project and the song, and he's made something really special.
It's a really beautiful video.
And he has that first-hand experience that is all important. And this song is called Mountain to Move. Caught up in specialness, I wish we could see that we are kings of bliss, begging for misery. Yeah. We get lost in comparison. Yeah. Looking outside of me. Yeah. Now I see this world is unraveling. Yeah. I wonder who could we be? Oh, I don't want to see us lose any more time. This moment is a mountain to move. Hey, so move it inside. Wake up now. Wake up now. Wake up now. Wake up now. Cause Marianne is the healer. She had pain on the mind. She said your money's your medicine.
party, but you see quarter time, yeah. 'Cause you got lost in comparison, yeah. Always pretending you knew, yeah. And everything you were looking for, yeah, was already looking at you. Oh, I don't want to see us lose another life. This moment is a mountain to move, yeah, so move it inside. Wake up now, wake up now, wake up now, wake up now.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week's guest was Nick Mulvey, and his new album, Wake Up Now, is out now on Fiction Records. Nick's touring Europe and North America for the rest of the year, so head to nickmulvey.com for dates and tickets. This show was mixed by Kieran Banerjee and produced by me, Holly Fisher. Join us at the same time next week for a live performance by the legend that is Soft Cell's Mark Almond. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
Give it to me wholeness, 'cause I was lost in comparison, yeah. Always pretending I knew, yeah. And everything I was looking for, yeah, I was looking through. Wake up now, wake up now, wake up now, wake up now. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.